gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Hey, Allison and Mark. Social distancing from home. How you guys doing?
We're doing great from the Almar Manor. How are you in the studio?
We are doing well. Guys, send a big happy birthday out to all of the Aries.
Thank you.
I got it right. The Aries celebrating birthdays today.
Thank you.
You shared a day with movie actor Jackie Chan. Yeah, he turned 66 today. Also, Russell Crowe turns 56. Today was the day that Billie Holiday was born.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we got to celebrate her. Also, film director Francis Ford Coppola and Tiki Barber, football player. He turns 45 today. So a lot of people celebrating birthdays. And we also are celebrating the passing of the founder, Earl G. Graves Sr., the founder of Black Enterprise magazine. Did you used to read that, Black Enterprise?
Oh, yeah.
But just, I mean, that was really, he
Titans
passed away.
In the business, yes.
And pork chop sideburns. Oh, he made pork chop sideburns popular.
Did. He did.
Well, not popular, but.
But he just kept it going.
Not everybody can do it.
Nah, he passed away at the age of 85 a couple days ago. So, actually yesterday evening. So, we are mourning the loss of him. Also, another loss. Actually, it's a lot of money loss. Adele. You like Adele? Is that one of your favorite singers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Allison's throwing daggers today.
You know, she recently got a divorce from her husband. They split last year after being married for only about 3.5 years. And they have announced that there was no prenup in that marriage, and the $171 million divorce settlement will be sealed.
Wow.
So there was no prenup.
Half. Go ahead.
But what does that mean?
Doesn't
sealed?
That mean half?
She paid $170 million, right?
They're not even disclosing what the arrangement, who gets what. They're just saying.
Well, he didn't have no damn.
Exactly. So how much are her money?
It's how much is he trying to, because they do have a 7-year-old son together. So, you know, everybody's checking in and seeing what's going on with that. Also, another news, you know, all the celebrities are helping out during the coronavirus time. And Master P is helping out. You know, New Orleans was hit very hard. And he's helping the elderly people out in New Orleans by giving them free sanitizing of their house. So if anyone over 60 years old, he has this foundation, Team Hope, N-O-L-A, and they are going around and just helping out people, buying groceries for the elderly during this difficult time.
That's good. Yeah, New Orleans has really been hit disproportionately hard, so that's awesome.
All right.
Good on you, Master P.
Yes, and another news, you know, a lot of people are going to social media. We're doing it, HUR at Home. We got our live series tomorrow when Thursday when Angela Stribling and Brian McKnight, but a lot of people are just doing lots of things on social media. Teddy Riley and Babyface were going to have one of those challenges to see who had the best music song for song, but that was postponed because Babyface was kind of under the weather, and Teddy Riley's getting a lot of backlash on postponing it because people didn't know that Babyface was, you know, under the weather. But anyway, that's one of the big things. Who do you think would have won?
Upset? I mean,
Teddy Riley and Babyface.
I mean, my gosh.
You can't.
I don't know if I would pair them two.
He can't. Yeah,
it's
he can't.
Weird pairing anyway. Right.
He can't hang with Babyface.
Right.
Nobody can.
I know. And because they postponed it, well, you got to think Teddy Riley started a whole genre. He started New Jack.
So did Babyface.
Yeah, but I would challenge Babyface versus Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Oh.
I think we could pair them two against each other.
That's better. That's a better pairing. But when you throw in The Deal and Babyface,
that's a whole separate thing.
How about Monica and Brandy? That's a good pair.
Monica only had two hits.
You know what? All the Monica fans are going to be calling you up. But you know what took the place of that? Because Teddy Riley and Babyface, and they had a T-Pain Little John challenge that was really crazy. And they both.
You know what
would
be crazy?
What?
If they got a tub of soap and water with those two.
You know what? That's that is disrespectful.
What's going on?
Disrespectful.
I'm just playing. I'm just serious.
Okay, how about Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj?
No, you can't do
that.
No. Okay. No. All right. And then in other news, people are being stuck in the house. Well, a rumor has it that Common is in quarantine with rumored girlfriend Tiffany Haddish, right?
Romantic.
I know. Apparently, Tiffany Haddish was Common was doing a Cedric. They were doing a live thing on Instagram, and Tiffany Haddish popped up in the background. And they was like, wait a minute. What's Tiffany doing over there? So anyway.
Cedric was like, exclusive, couple alert. Okay.
So anyway, that's what's going on.
Maybe not hating on Common. Normally, this is when you come in and hate on Common.
Okay. Anyway, we want to hear from you. What are you doing? How are you staying coronavirus free? Hit us up and let us know. And we also have a wonderful health expert coming up soon.
We will hear from our expert, Dr. Ayla Stanford. Stay locked. 202-432-WHUR. Call us.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.